Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should dog fowlers be named and shamed? Now, not the dog, obviously, because it doesn't mean anything to the dog, but the person who owns the dog. The Cork County Council is seeking permission to become the first local authority in this country to name and shame pet owners who are prosecuted for not clearing up dog feces after them. And I want to know what you think. I mean, look, recently there was a story there, and I'm going to talk about it, a UK toddler who lost his eyesight after touching dog poo, and that's kind of sparked a war on irresponsible pet owners in the UK. And the Labour councillor, Claire Carraher, says her husband's cousin, at two years old, lost his sight in one eye after coming into contact with dog dirt. So there's no doubt it can be quite dangerous, by the way, for children if they step in it and touch it and sort of touch their eye or whatever, put their hands in their eye. Look, I mean, it's dirty at the best of times. It's just unhygienic to have it lying around. And some people are very responsible and they do pick it up, but others don't. Let me talk to Councillor John Paul O'Shea, who has proposed this. Cork County Councillor John O'Shea, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. Good afternoon, ministers.
Now, the fining, of course, is it working? Are people getting fines? Are they paying the fines, or what's happening?
Yes, Niall. In Cork County, it's one of the biggest counties outside of Dublin, as you're aware, and we have issued a number of fines over 200 fines in the last 12 months, and 101 of those have gone to prosecution, which means the fine was unpaid.
Okay.
And the case was taken to court, and they were successfully prosecuted.
What is the fine, by the way?
The fine is €150, very similar to that of an on-the-spot litter fine, Niall. And that's the challenge, I suppose, we've discussed at local authority level as well in the last number of months about writing to the Minister in relation to increasing the fines, because we must educate and promote safe recreation facilities such as our walkways, such as our parks, because you just mentioned in your introduction there how dangerous dog feces actually is to our children, to our people who are walking in our parks, and there must be some level of responsibility. And what we're seeing in Cork County is that there isn't. We thank the people that have are being cautious of that and taking out the dog poo bags and making sure that the dog feces is picked up and disposed of properly. But there's a number of people that are still abusing the system and not paying the fines from our dog wardens.
And it is a coincidence today, the stories in the paper about a UK toddler who's just lost his eyesight after touching dog poo, and that's kind of sparked the whole conversation coincidentally today in the UK as well. Now, I have one of those little plastic doofers that I hang on the lead, and there's bags inside, and I bring them with them, but I generally don't bring the dog for a walk. It's usually my son. We'll bring the dog for a walk. So, I mean, that's a different kettle of fish. But you can buy the bags. They're cheap enough to buy. And I know in a lot of public parks now, they have the bags in a little dispenser if you want to use them as well, which is a good idea too, because that gives you no excuse for not having a bag. But people still do it. There are people who just don't like picking it up afterwards. Or maybe they're just being irresponsible, but some people just don't like picking it up. Now, I understand. So the fine you would suggest should be higher. I wouldn't disagree with you completely. I think £200 or £300, a short, sharp shock might help a little bit. But the issue I might have is with the naming and the shaming. I agree with a fine, and I'd say even put up to 500 if you wanted to, John, to really, make sure that people understand this is a very serious situation. It's not as, people look at it, I suppose, in some sense, and they say, sure, it's just a bit of dog poo. But, for somebody to stand on that and then get into their car or walk into their house, or for a child, to prod at it and maybe touch his eye or something, I mean, as you rightly said, very dangerous. But naming and shaming kind of brings us down to the level of, say, the revenue commissioners naming and shaming defaulters. I mean, for example, when somebody is prosecuted, by default, it's public knowledge, because court records are of public knowledge anyway, and if a newspaper wants to pick it up, they can. But I think to publicly name somebody on a website or something like that, I think you're doubling the punishment. Because that can, nowadays, John, with social media, that can escalate into something far worse.
But I think it's a fair comment, Niall, and I think it's something that the council has discussed at length and will continue to discuss. But it's very clear there's a two-stage process here. The first process is that you get fined, and if you're a responsible dog owner and if you're a responsible person, you will pay the fine and nothing will become of it. But what we're talking about here is just the 102 fines that went to a prosecution. So they went to a court where there's the general public are, where the media are, so they can be reported on anyways.
Yeah, but you are by law entitled to your day in court if that's what you so choose to do, if you want to dispute it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
We shouldn't punish people for standing up for their constitutional right of their day in court to dispute something.
And I don't suggest that for 1 minute.
Well, we kind of are suggesting that by giving them a second punishment. And by the way, I'm not against you here, John. I'm 100%, if you want to put €1,000 fine on it to really send the message home, do that. But I think everybody's entitled to make that choice. If they don't want to pay the fine and they want to have their day in court and dispute it, I believe people are, or maybe they don't have the money, I don't know. Maybe they're entitled to do that. But to name and shame somebody, I just think it pushes it. In today's society with social media, the last thing you want is, oh, Mary down the road and she's all over a local, you know, Facebook and all over. Did you hear her dog shit on the ground and she didn't bother picking it up, the dirty you-know-what. And all of a sudden everyone's naming her, you know, and it turns into some sort of vilification of this person.
But I suppose they have an opportunity prior to that to, I suppose, be a responsible dog owner and to pick up their dog feces around the place. They need to.
I agree.
They have the opportunity to pay the fine. But I suppose what we're talking about here is serial offenders that continue to walk their dogs.
It is irresponsible, John. It's irresponsible.
It's totally irresponsible.
Absolutely, but it's not the crime of the century.
As a local authority, we've spent huge amounts of monies in terms of trying to rectify this problem. We're trying to educate our community because we have a number of education initiatives also underway, which is social media campaign is one of them, to tell dog owners to be more responsible and pick up their dog feces. But we will still deal with a small minority of people who will continue to walk their dog, who will continue not to take the dog poop bag out with them, and will continue not
to take I'm with you all the way. Socially, it's a horrible thing to do. We're part of a community of people. We need to be responsible people. And of course, you know, you pointed out that like the Food and Safety Authority of Ireland regularly provides media with lists of closures. You want to provide the media with lists of people who have been convicted of not paying that fine and their dog pooping on the ground. It's all well and good for a business or a restaurant. They can probably deal with that. And look, if they don't have food safety in order, should they deserve to be their names ashamed? I don't want to get food poisoning in their place. And it's all well and good for the revenue, although I've talked about that before. I believe it's a double punishment as well. They do fine and give people penalties. Naming and shaming, I don't believe, is always the answer. But I think when you're talking about something like dog pooing on the ground, which is absolutely socially irresponsible, yes, they deserve a fine. But I mean, to be publicly vilified, it's not the crime of the century, John. And I think we're heading down a dangerous path when we start this idea of naming and shaming people.
And that's your view, Niall, and you're quite entitled to it. And I'd say there was a poll done this morning following the story that appeared in the Irish Examiner, and that poll result, as of 5 minutes ago, confirmed that 95% of the general public agree with what I say.
Okay.
So I think it's an important issue. I think it's certainly an issue that needs to be discussed further. We have written to the Department of Communications, who are over this, to ensure that we're doing the right thing in terms of GDPR, etc. like that. But we must strive to ensure that we do the best possible to ensure our parks and our walkways are acceptable for people in the general public to do it. And we do
and,
it.
And I agree with everything you've said on the air today, John, with the exception of the fact that I worry in the future that somebody who maybe didn't have the money to pay the fine or maybe just wanted to dispute it, which they have a legal right to do in court, and ended up being found guilty by a judge, which is fair deal. That's the way it works. That's the way the system works, right? The judicial system. But that, you know, their name goes in and ends up in the Echo, or it ends up, you know, in the Trib or whatever it is, or whatever newspaper it happens to end up in. And all of a sudden, you know, people are on Facebook are talking about them, and that person then finds it so difficult to deal with all the backlash, they take their own life. Or something bizarre happens. And I'm you know, that's the extreme. I understand that's the extreme, John. Yeah, but I would never like to see that to happen to anyone over a dog pooing on the ground.
And certainly as a local representative, I wouldn't like to see it happen either. And that's why we will, I suppose, pursue this on the basis of making sure that everybody will know what we're doing. And if we do decide as a council to bring in this naming and shaming business, we will have a proper communications campaign around that to ensure that prior to any naming and shaming process coming into place, that people have an opportunity to be responsible dog owners in their county. And I think County Cork is only one county of 26 counties here, and we're entitled, I suppose, to look at it, and we're entitled to make our own views. And it's important, Niall, that if we do, we will work with all dog owners and responsible dog owners to ensure that the best result comes out for everybody.
And in relation to the naming and shaming, just finally, how will you go about that? Will it be put up onto a website? Will you be sending lists to the media as the revenue would? How would that work?
Yeah, that hasn't been determined yet, I suppose. I brought this up at our local Northern Committee meeting of Cork County Council. It's been forwarded now to the Environment Strategic Policy Committee of the Council, which is an entire committee that looks after all environment efforts in Cork County. And I'm hopeful that they will agree with my suggestion and we will put a process in place then. But it's not going to be in place tomorrow. But I'm sure that if it is approved at full council level and if it's approved at SPC level, we'll be able to be in a position then to communicate that to the public.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, John. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Niall.
All right, there you go, John O'Shea. And I agree with everything he said today. Everything, with the exception of the naming and shaming publicly. I think that's we're heading down a very rocky road. And I understand people deserve, by the way, the ridicule to some degree if you allow your dog to poo and you don't pick it back up again because you are putting other people in danger, and particularly young children. But in saying that, I think we have to be careful how we approach that situation. Let me go to Rose. Rose, you're on Classic Hits. Hey, Rose.
Not too bad. And yourself, Niall?
Good. Rose, I mean, is it right to name and shame people publicly for the dog pooing on the ground if they don't pay the fine?
I tell you straight out, Niall, I have a big dog. I had a German Shepherd, now I have a Gordon Setter. He's a big dog.
Mm.
And we've always picked up our poo after our dog. It's totally unfair to other people. I've actually stood in dog poo and brought it into my house. No, I don't have young children. Mine are all grown up. But it annoys me because you walk in on your mats, you're walking through your house, you're bringing all that disease.
The smell, I know, and the smell, apart from anything else, is vile. Yeah.
I get over the smell, but the germs and the disease that's on it. You know, my daughter, my eldest daughter, who's in her 40s now, when she was a child, my father-in-law had a sheepdog, and she was mad about this dog. And she nearly lost her sight over this dog, right? Because she was always with the dog. So I am very aware of what a dog, to me, a dog, if you have a dog, you have to be a responsible person. It means that you have to worm your dog. You have to take him for his vaccinations. Any problems with him, you look after him like you would look after one of your own children.
That is the main problem with dog feces. They can contain worms.
They can.
Yes.
So you do regularly contain worms,
yeah.
Yeah, you have to worm them. You know, and I mean, I've seen so many children over in England, they stopped allowing dogs inside in parks for the simple reason the dogs were pooing in the parks and it was causing problems and infections with children, you know.
Well, I mean, it's coincidence, as I said, one of the stories today in the UK is that young toddler has just lost his eyesight after touching dog poo in a park. Okay, but you live near a street called Poo Street.
There's a street in our town, and I was talking to this bloke who is a council worker. He cleans the streets, right? And he said they've renamed the street. They've actually renamed it. It was a key. They've actually renamed it Poo Key.
Right, okay. Why?
There's nothing but dog poo on it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're walking early in the morning when it's dark in the winter, which I used to be, I mean, it's murder because it's like an obstacle course you're walking through, you know?
Right, okay.
So when you walk on the road, you don't walk on the footpath because the footpath is the one that's, got all the poo on it.
Right, okay, yeah. And it's just littered with dog poo.
It's just littered with dog poo.
And does anybody know who's responsible for all the dog poo?
I have actually pulled people about picking up their dog poo. And they look.
And what do you say to them?
I said, you know, that's an offence. I said, not to pick it up, you know, your dog. I mean, you can't stop or you can't help a dog has to go to the toilet.
No, they have to, but.
But you have to. I mean, the bags are free. We have things all over the town with poo bags in it. So they're free. The council put them there.
And what's the reaction of the people when you walk up and say your dog's pooed there, pick it up?
Some of them just look at you and walk away. And some of them just give you abuse. The council worker turned around and he said, when he pulls them over it and he sees them doing it and he pulls them over it, they turn around and they say to him, that's your job.
All right, okay. So it's somebody else's job to pick up the poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now, let's be clear. It's not. It's everybody's duty if you have a dog to pick up your own poo. But do me a favour, stay there for a second because, John, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, John?
Hi, listen, I can't stay long now because I'm waiting for my flight to North Korea.
What? Of the naming and shaming, John, is it?
That, for Jesus' sake, is this the best that Blue Shots can do?
And he's one of yours. He's one of yours. It's Councillor John Paul O'Shea.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Named after John Paul, of course.
Yeah, well, he was probably born in 1979. Yeah,
exactly. But let's be honest. Like, I mean, in Cork here alone, between Cork City and Cork County, there's nearly 3,000 young people, adolescents, waiting for CAMHS, child, adolescent, mental health services, right? And some of those have been told they'll be waiting up to 2 years. Imagine telling a 12-year-old that, right?
Yeah.
We have 500,000 people on the waiting list, right? The social housing, the people in B&Bs, the crime wave that's even affecting my own city, even been an awful lot of crime the last couple of weeks in Cork, the lack of guards on the streets that I can't see a guard for love nor money, you know, in Cork City. And the best this blue shirt can do then is on about naming dogs that are shouting around the place, naming the owner.
Well, it is. I mean, it is one issue as well. It is an issue, John. That, I mean, you can't turn around just because, hey, we're talking about one thing that we're ignoring everything else. It doesn't mean they're ignoring everything else. It's just another issue. And it is something that needs to be addressed, in fairness.
It is, but I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, I mean, whatever we're upping the fines. No, I have a green light outside my house. And every single day, when I'm going in or going out, I would happen to be looking out the window. People stop there with their dogs. They'd be sniffing around everything. They'll go to the toilet. And straight away, everyone that takes their dog by my place puts their hand in their pocket and takes out a little bag.
Yeah, most people are responsible.
Yeah, yeah, in fairness. Or you've yet to see a person walk on and leave the bloody...
Okay, well, that's fine, John, but people do it.
Oh, well, no, they do, yeah.
But you need to go up to Pooh Street.
I mean,
he's very, very lucky because he should come to our town and he would see a lot of people and they take their dogs into your front garden. And they allow
that's happened in my front garden. Yeah, that happens in my front garden. There's a dog up the road.
I think as well, you see, you need to get this into the schools like more stuff and teach the young kids and then deny the crap out of their parents and their grandparents and everybody if they don't pick up after the dog, right? But I don't know, like, I'm just really uncomfortable. That's why I'm thinking of going to North Korea. The fact is naming and shaming the person over a dog shite in the footpath. I'm sorry, like, but that's too far.
I mean, Rose, is it a bit too far? I mean, the fine, well and good, maybe even up the fine if you wanted to 200. But is it unfair to be naming and shaming people in the local media news? Well, you'd imagine it appearing in the Echo or whatever, you know what I mean?
That some... I'll be honest with you, Neil. I wouldn't name and shame him. I would take him to court and make him pay a fine.
Well, they do that anyway.
But the trouble is, as I said to the fellow that works in the council, I said, what you need is a camera that has a date and a time on it, and you need to take photographs of the people
and
who are allowing their dogs to poo on the street, and then hand that back to the council.
Right. So you agree, obviously, with everything, and you agree with the fines and taking them to court if they don't pay the fine, etc., etc. But you don't agree with naming people in the local media.
No, she doesn't.
Well, I mean, they're going to go to court anyway, and it's going to end up in the newspaper.
Well, not necessarily. You know, I mean, I know courts are a public record, but in saying that, not necessarily, because the newspapers are too busy and they tend not to look through the court records for small little stuff like that. But if they're being sent, and this is what the council is suggesting, if it's put up on a separate website and the media are being sent a list of people, you know, who are being named and shamed, well, then it's going to encourage the media, you know, to fill a bit of space in the newspaper, that Mary up the road or John up the road, whatever, that second name and address and everything, you know, was caught leaving their dog poo on the ground and was fined in court.
Well, if it solves the problem, yeah, I have no problem with it.
Mm.
But the point you made there, I mean, that it could actually attract maybe attention to the person.
Because social media nowadays is mental,
yeah,
yes.
But not only that, for local kids and the elegant. No, you know, kids can be very vindictive. Like, sometimes, look, I mean, down in the age, maybe they think it's a bit of fun, but look, it's not fun for the person at the receiving. And they could go along then, they could start stuff in their letterbox or shouting after the person. Or look at Mrs. Shitty Pants going out and a shitty dog or something. I mean, it's too dangerous, right?
I mean, yeah, Brian just texted in. He says, I can't believe you think that naming and shaming is too much for a crime that could potentially blind a child. If your child was blind as a result, you'd be wanting more than naming and shaming done to the offender. You're right, Brian, I'd kick the shite out of them. Pardon the pun. But in saying that, I think as a general rule, I think naming and shaming people for, which is not the crime of the century, it's not something that's socially acceptable, it's not responsible, but not the crime of the century, Brian. I think naming and shaming people, particularly in today's, I suppose, culture of social media where people are picked on and bullied when they do something wrong, I think can be disastrous. I think
the last time, Niall, I read the proclamation when Piers Weatherall said the GPO, I don't think that was in it.
I don't remember Pierce saying we should name and shame people on social media. Stay there, Joe, because I need to take a break. Keep texting or WhatsApping, and the number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe people should be named and shamed in the local media If their dog poos on the street and they end up in court over it, do you believe they should be named and shamed? Ah, yeah, the first text that I spot there says, somebody says, Niall, this topic is a load of shite. See what I mean? There's certainly a good pun there. Mike, you love your puns.
I do. I
oh, well, hang on. I need to switch you on there. I do.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mike. I do apologize.
Yes, I do love a good pun. Yeah, that's good. That's a decent one now. 5 stars.
All right. Well, Magic Mike, you have your own Facebook site called Poo Patrol.
I do. Poo Patrol Ireland, actually, because I figured it was going to go international. So I made sure I got the name Ireland in there. Yeah, I've been a bit of a campaigner for this on PJ and Jim in the Morning over the last couple of years. People are probably sick of me talking about it.
So is it only because suddenly you have children and yes. You realise there's a problem?
Yes, I've children and I go running in parks. So, but those two combined make it the bane of my life when people don't pick up after their dogs.
When you're doing your bit of running and you're jogging, do you ever step in it?
Yeah, I have. More so it's happened with my little one, actually. Lots of parents out there of young children will know this. If you have a scooter, or particularly if you have a pram, because I have a younger one again. So I have a pram and a scooter out on the road most days. And once it went in the wheel of the scooter and the wheel of the pram.
I know. It's vile, isn't it?
It's something about dog poo that it's vile to get rid of. The smell is obviously vile. But to try wash shoes.
You get a hose out when you're going home.
You're sitting there with plastic gloves and a knife. And trying to get it out of the grooves of a shoe, not to disgust people at their lunchtime, but that's the reality of it. So I'm so glad you're bringing it up today, and fair play to that counsellor. I agree with him 100%.
I agree with the fines, and I know you're hard on this, right? But I agree with the fine, and if you want to put the fine up to 500 quid, put it up to 500
quid.
No one is fined.
That's the problem.
No, but he said they were. 200 were fined, but he said 101 ended up in court because they didn't pay the fine, right? And he said that's how they end up in court. But he's saying they should be named and shamed in the local media, like a list sent out as the revenue commissioners would. I just think that's a step too far to name and shame people for. It's not the crime of the century. It's socially irresponsible, absolutely, and deserves a fine. But it's not the crime of the century, Mike.
I don't know. It says a lot about people. For someone who would do that so blatantly, it is disgusting. And, you know, I think stop it right there, because those people are vile and they're probably going to do other vile things in their lives if they're going to let a dog poo on the ground and not pick it up. I'm sorry, it is disgusting. And as well, it doesn't go just to not picking it up. You get now people that go and try do some good with the bags. And I notice what's happening around a lot of parks is that, and I've seen this in action actually, what people do is they try to be good, they pick it up in their little plastic bag, right? And then they hang it on a tree or they hang it on a fence or something with all the great intentions of coming back around their loop of walking to pick it up, but they don't bother. So now we've got a case of a load of dog crap on the ground and a load of bags full of dog crap on the walls. It's crazy.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh, because on a serious note, now it doesn't happen too often, thankfully. It is dangerous, because that is the point people make, because there is worms in dog feces and children can go blind. It's a very rare thing to happen, but it can happen.
It only happened, there was only a story in the UK, in Liverpool,
absolutely,
where it did happen. And look, it is just vile. We're all trying to enjoy our parks, enjoy the public spaces or whatever, and it is spoiling it for a lot of people. And I know a lot of people sort of say, it's no big deal or whatever, but I can't think that anyone...
But why? Here's the thing, right? Back in the 70s when I was a young fella, nobody put their dog on a lead. Dogs were running wild around the streets, right? Mm-hmm. Dogs were pooing everywhere. But in those days, they used to be white poo because they were eating bones all the time. Nowadays, you don't see much white poo.
You don't see white poo. Yeah.
Right, but so the dogs are pooing everywhere. But we didn't all go blind. Yes, it was inconvenient. Yes, it was smelly if you got into your car and it was on your shoe or something. And it's not nice. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm not saying that people should be allowed to do it. But I'm saying, what's changed all of a sudden? Are we all just becoming a little bit snowflakey?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more of a problem than it ever was before.
Why?
I think there are more dogs.
There isn't.
There are more people with dogs. That must be what the reason is.
If you go back to the 70s, dogs were running Lamarck all over the streets.
I was a kid in the 80s and I don't remember that much dog crap on the roads and in the parks and all that. I genuinely don't. Unless it's a change on people's responsibilities or whatever, but I don't remember it.
All right, well, you can go to Mike's Facebook page if you want to report somebody.
No, I specifically say on the Facebook page, don't go naming and shaming.
Go on to his page and report people.
But it's a place to chat. It's a place to kind of come together and say,
how
can we solve it? Yeah, how can we solve the problem for every person that's out there who has had to bloom and clean their shoes or clean it off the wheel of a pram? It's a place to go and sort of vent.
Okay.
And come up with ideas.
Poo Patrol Ireland. It's on Facebook.
I've already put that councillor's suggestion up on the Facebook page there, and lots of people are liking it.
Good. All right. Go to there on the Facebook page.
I hope you'll give it a like now, will you?
I will, yeah. Poo Patrol Ireland. All right. Thanks, Mike. Let me go to Joe. Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe? Oh, Joe. Oh, what is going on with me Lions here today? Joe, how are you doing? Sorry, I apologise.
Hi, Niall.
You heard Mike waffling on there a few minutes ago.
I totally agree with him. Oh, Jesus, this is my pet hate.
Is it?
I'm a dog owner. I'm a responsible dog owner. I've always had dogs.
Right.
But this is something that really...
And no, I agree. And I'm agreeing with Mike on that aspect of it. It's horrible, Joe.
Hang on a while. I challenged a guy. There's a public park on front of my house, right? And I challenged a guy one morning, and all I got for my trouble was, "F off, you need an effing muzzle."
All right, okay.
That's what happens.
Jesus, I just went charming, and I rang the guards.
And what happened? Did the guards arrive? Did the guards arrive?
They didn't.
I think
they're
better things. No, I think they're better things to be doing, in fairness.
They did move him on.
So what did you say to the guards? Can you come immediately? There's a guy here whose dog has pooed on the ground.
No, it wasn't the issue with the poop. It was the issue with the vile language towards me.
Right.
See, that
I mean, that's unwarranted, I agree. I mean, nobody should speak to anybody like that.
Basically, the guards sort of said, "Do you want to take it further?" And I said, "No," but I said, you know, where are these so-called wardens? They're never around here. I mean, I have a beautiful view from my house, beautiful public park. There's crap everywhere. I mean, everywhere. People pass my front door, outside my gate, dog crap everywhere. I pick it up in a bag, bring it over and put it in the bin myself. I mean, I've destroyed carpets because of it.
And Maura, or should I say, Joe, I'm with you 100% of the way. Absolutely. These people should be fined. Put the fine up to 500 quid if we want, if that makes a difference, and I think it will.
It doesn't matter. It won't make any difference because Joe is right. There are very few wardens out there. And in fairness, it's difficult for them to sit around a park all day waiting.
But if it's not going to make any difference to put a fine up because there's very few wardens out there, what do you want people to do so?
Oh, but
name and shame.
Niall, sorry, I've never seen a warden in the city. And I walk up to my local supermarket and there's crap on the ground, there's crap here, there's crap there. It's all over the place.
And look, I wouldn't be too against naming and shaming if people weren't being caught. But we're talking about, now, remember now, the councillor is talking about people who end up in court.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a judge will find guilty and they get fined. All right. Now he wants to name and shame them after that fact. I think that's wrong. The person's been punished already. They went to court. You know, the embarrassment of being in court. They've got a fine. They've had to pay a lot of money out for the fine, probably.
Nice.
And now they want to name them and shame them as well.
Increase wardens and name and shame, yeah.
No, I think so, yes. They should be named and shamed. Basically, they won't do it again in a hurry if they are named and shamed.
Okay, well let me go to Maura as well. Maura, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Maura?
Hi, you know.
Good. In Spain, police can fine owners, you're saying, if they are not carrying a poo bag.
Yeah, they have the right to actually stop you as you're walking your dog and say, "Show us your poo bags." And if you don't have them, you're fined on the spot.
Right. Even if your dog doesn't do the poo.
It doesn't make any difference.
So you must have the bags.
You must have them,
to prove
you
have the intent of cleaning up after.
Yeah.
It.
My brother has a place over there and he brings his dog over.
Right.
And like, he has been stopped on several occasions walking the dog. Now, he's very responsible as well, you know.
Right, okay.
I mean?
And is pooing on the street, is it a problem in Spain as well? Is it a problem?
No. The people are they love their animals and it is a matter, I have to say.
Yeah, I did notice, like, any time I've been over there, it hasn't been too bad. Well, then again, I never see many dogs or cats in Spain anyway.
Oh, well, if you go down towards the residential areas, not necessarily the holiday places, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My brother, before they're down the south, you know what I mean? I've been there myself and people really love their dogs. They look after them. Everyone has poo bags, like every 50 yards.
They're cheap enough, in fairness, more of the poo bags.
Of course they are. I know two dogs myself.
The last person I stopped, I said to him, he was with his partner and the dog went, and he did the usual thing what people do is he bent down as if he was pretending to pick it up because they think no one, you know, people with no bag in his hand.
So he's doing his hand.
I shouted across and went, "You got to pick that up, are you?" And he said, "I forgot me bags." I said, "Well, go
this
home
is you big troublemaker."
I said, "Go home and get them then." Because that's the park we use every day.
Yeah, but you're going to get a box in the head, my God, somebody one day.
I don't care. I really don't.
You listen to this brave man.
No,
huh?
In fairness, you have to pick and choose who you approach.
And Maura, would you approach somebody if you saw somebody's dog?
I would indeed.
Would you?
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. And have you ever approached anybody?
No.
Right.
I don't see it much in my house in St. My house in St. now leads onto a park.
Okay.
Where there is signs up. But I'll tell you, the problem is lack of bins. And even when you get into the park, the bins are few and far between.
Well, no, I would agree with that, because I was in a park recently and I had a can, an empty can, kind of, I was drinking a can of Red Bull or something and a packet of crisps. And I was walking for ages with them in hand because there was no bin.
Yeah, that is
Well, you can imagine Niall having two dogs.
Yeah.
And two dogs have a poo. So, right, you have two bags.
Of poo.
Maybe
in
more,
your pockets.
Depending on the size
Warm
of the
poo. Warm poo in a bag.
Warm
in your pocket.
Poo. You know, you're carrying that. I wouldn't be putting it in my pocket.
But in the bag, it's okay.
It's in a bag, yeah.
But the last thing holding the leads
and walking along and waiting to come across a bin, they are few and far between, which is a bloody disgrace. And I think name and shame is the only way.
Yeah, that's true. Increase the bins. Increase the bins, increase the wardens, and name and shame.
Look at you, Mike. You're adding bits now. Every caller that comes on, you're adding a new little bit to it, okay?
But you know,
I agree with everything you're saying. But if somebody goes to court, now, I'm not talking about somebody who's not caught. You know, if local Mick down the road is doing it all the time, he hasn't been caught, and you want to lash his name up on Facebook, far away, right? Okay, but what I'm saying is...
He's already been punished, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's people who have already been caught, been brought to court, and got a hefty fine. That's their punishment.
But
naming and shame them, and then it ended up, and they're naming, sending these names out to the local newspapers, and it ends up, you know, in one of the newspapers, the Herald or the Echo or whatever.
It's just a court report. It happens in all walks of life.
I know, but you know yourself. We don't go looking for court reports, Mike. But when the revenue send in lists here or to the media,
there are people who
we see it then.
There are people who do monitor court reports.
Yeah, not for dog pills.
All I'd say is I love dogs. Don't get me wrong, right? I don't have any. But those who go on about their dogs so passionately...
See, listen to this now, lads, right? And ladies.
No.
He's been waffling on for the last 15 minutes, but he hasn't even got a dog.
No, I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog because I don't have time to look after a dog. That's why I don't have a dog. But those dog owners who are so passionate about the dogs, who keep going on about, oh, dogs are like me children. You wouldn't let your child poo in the park.
No,
so pick it up.
Would you have a little child poo back? Cindy, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Cindy?
Hi, Niall. I do agree with name and shaming people. After they went to court and got fined, and if they didn't pay that fine.
Right, okay. But maybe, yeah, but the reason they don't pay the fine, it could be, they might not have the money, or they could be just,
well,
look, it's the constitutional right to object to it.
To pay for it.
Okay, yeah, but they might want to object. Maybe they feel they're not guilty.
They should be, if their dog is pooing, they're guilty.
It might be a case of the warden saying your dog pooed, and they go, well, that's not my dog's poo. You know what I mean? I mean, and they're going, well, that's fine.
Well,
I let it go to court.
They have to have the evidence to bring them to court. They can't just say, that's your dog. They have to know. They have to see.
I know by the size of that poo, it's your dog's.
But even without that now, I live in Drimna and it's the worst place for dog poo. Oh my God, it's disgraceful.
Is it? And why is it particularly bad there, do you think?
Well, I think it's bad on my road because I live on... Everyone passes through my road from the Long Mile Road.
Yeah.
And it's a one-way street, but they all just come in that way with their dogs or that have been on the walk. Anyhow, every morning for months we were going out and I thought it was a horse that was shitting, I have to be honest with you, but it wasn't, it was a dog. But it's the same place, the same, every morning. So we decided to stake out and find out.
Look at you, you proper little detective.
Because I've dogged myself, but jeez, I'm like you. Like, I have a lid with a poo bag catchment thing on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't go anywhere without it, because I'd be embarrassed not to have one.
So you did a stakeout?
So we'd done a stakeout and we caught the culprit.
And where were you hiding behind a wall or something? Or?
No, you were just checking every few minutes in the morning.
Hanging around, yeah, yeah.
So I went out and because my garden is like wide open, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's no
gates
on it, it's just a wide open drive-in.
Right, okay.
And the dog happens to be coming in over the drive-in as well as on the path.
Right.
So I asked, we approached the fella and I said to him, you going to clean it up? And he goes, have you bothered about it, clean up yourself?
Oh, jeez.
And I says, but this is going on months and it just seems... Don't get me wrong, I said, the dog has pooed there for months and it's gone on 3 times a week at least that we'd come out and clean it up. I said, look...
But he clearly didn't care.
No, he says, and I says, so I think he should be name and shamed because he didn't care.
I'd have picked it up and threw it at him.
But the thing was, it stopped that.
Wash your hands afterwards, obviously.
No, it just completely stopped after that. That's what I'm saying. We haven't seen it since.
Right, well, maybe he's doing it somewhere else now.
Yeah, so he's bothering somewhere else. But you walk up Myra now, I have to say, there's litter wardens out every Friday night and Saturday morning cleaning their rot and branding rot, and they have a spotless, I have to give it to them.
So you do agree with the naming and shaming. I have to take a break. Sorry for cutting you a little bit short there. But I do have to take a break and keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Well, there you go. Cindy actually approached the culprit. Maura said she would too. She wouldn't think twice about it. And as Joe did as well. And she lives near Pooh Street. Text. People are taking this extremely seriously. And by the way, not that you shouldn't. Of course, it is extremely serious, particularly when young children are blinded by it. But like, by the way, before people all start panicking, you know, children are like going blind all over the world because of it. I mean, it does happen on a rare occasion. Sadly, it happened to a young child in Liverpool last week. But that's the first time I've heard it in a long time. It can happen. And it's always best to be cautious around any kind of, you know, animal feces. But somebody says, hi, Niall. If naming and shaming doesn't work, collect the dog poo and call in CSI. Oh, yeah. James, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, James?
Good afternoon to you.
It's getting worse now. We're calling in CSI to do a DNA examination on the dog poo.
I think it's called, as far as I know, toxicarius now.
Oh, yes, that'll be it.
That's the name of the... Now, the danger about that now is, what even more dangerous in the summer, if you leave dogs go on the beach, they will do it in the sand now. And if the kids come onto the sand playing in the sand, there's the danger.
Absolutely. But the chances of your child going blind are probably slim. It could make them sick as well, by the way, not just blind. It could give them food poisoning, you know, because it gets onto their fingers and they put their hands in their mouth and stuff like that. So it can make people sick as well because there's bacteria, there's bad bacteria in it.
Oh, yes. I know.
Unlikely to kill anybody, but mind you.
Would agree with Mike Hogan. I have to commend your colleague there, Mike Hogan.
You would. James, I thought you were a fan of mine, not Mike Hogan's.
I am a fan of yours, but I cannot buy dogs now.
No, you can't buy dogs.
No, I cannot buy them now.
You just don't like dogs.
No, I cannot buy them. I'd put them all down now.
Would you?
Yes. We have too many dogs in the country. And when I listen to your program there sometimes, talking about, oh, my dogs are part of the family. Oh, they're one of the children. They mustn't have much value on their children now when they put a dog at their same height as their children.
I would agree with that. And by the way, I have in my past called my little Millie part of our family.
No.
But in saying that, she's not more important than my children.
Yes, so she should be about as far away as the nearest star in importance now.
Yeah.
Your child. But I hear them having dogs inside in the bed now, inside in the kitchen where food is being prepared.
My dog would be in the kitchen now, and when I'm making, you know, my dinner, she'd sit beside me feet, looking up at me, waiting for me to throw her a scrap or something.
Well, I would never eat anything in the house where there was dogs inside the house now.
So you wouldn't be coming to dinner from my house, James?
No. As I said, a vet described him one time as E. coli on legs.
That's the best I've heard today.
Well, that's what they are now. Anyone who leaves a dog inside the kitchen is highly responsible now. There's a good reason why they're not allowed in restaurants, in supermarkets, in delicatessens, because they shouldn't be there now.
I know. They're walking around essentially on their bare feet.
In the kennel.
Yeah, in the muck. And then they're walking into the house. And yeah, it's not the most hygienic thing in the world. I understand that. And they're licking parts of their body they shouldn't be licking.
Now, where your children are. And as you know, dogs don't wear underpants. You know?
No, they don't wear underpants.
Up in the couch and eating his pizza off that, maybe. You know?
Well, I just can't imagine a dog with a pair of Calvin Kleins on him. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work for me in my head. But you can if you live in an apartment, for example, and you have a little dog, you can get a nappy for them.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, people are wearing clothes now and all, suits and hats.
Well, hang on for a second. Because Martin, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Martin? Oh, Martin, are you there? Well, sorry, getting back. Sorry, James, do you believe these people should be named and shamed if they let their dogs poo in the park?
The same as I would name and shame people who fly tip. It's an awful problem we have here on the north side now. People fly tapping in our green areas.
Well, I would agree with that because that's done by human beings and it's intentional, right? Because people intentionally take their van out with a load of rubbish in the back, go up a dark lane and throw it into the ditches, right? So that's intentional and it's done by human beings. This is, in some sense, intentional because you're leaving it there, but it's done by the dog.
Also, Niall, it gives all the responsible owners a bad name as well.
Mm.
People say, oh, sure, all those dog owners are the same. And they're not.
And have you never, James, I'm just curious about your relationship with dogs now. So you've never had a dog?
Oh, no, my wife had a dog, Niall, when she was alive. And when she died, I left it go immediately.
What do you mean?
No, what happened actually, people actually think
okay,
this
so
is
no,
the
let me get this straight.
Dogs have for you. Okay. This dog we had, as I said, when my wife died, I didn't want to keep it any longer. So the postman, he liked the postman, which is unusual now. He'd walk away with the postman every day if he could.
Right.
I said to the postman, I don't know what I'm going to do with that dog. I don't want him at all. I'll take him off you, James. Oh, Christ, will you say? Great. And off he went out the door with the postman. He didn't even look back now.
Ah, James.
And he,
it's a tearing me eye.
My wife when she passed away now.
So at least the dog went to a good home where it was going to be loved.
I wouldn't have put him down now, but I would have given him away.
Right, okay.
I just don't like them, Niall.
Right. Do you not even like petting them or bringing them for walks and stuff? No, never.
But then, as I said, I'm a big cat person. I have a cat.
Right, okay. Have you still got a cat?
Oh, yes, because they're not as needy. That's what I don't like about dogs.
Yeah, but they're just as unhygienic.
I know, no. My cat's exceptionally clean now.
But hang on for a second. Say, does your cat be in the kitchen?
She's out in her own back room in the back of the house.
But she ever come into the kitchen?
Oh, no, she'll never be out in the kitchen now.
Yeah, would she be like a little piece of a coli on legs as well?
Ah, but she goes out, does it in a box now, and we can clean her up after, you know?
Yeah, well, dogs generally do it outside too, and they'll scrape their bum off the ground.
But she's inside in the garage and in a back room, so she would never be inside in the main part of the house.
All right. James, thanks for that. Thanks for sharing all that with us. E. coli on legs, dog nappies and pants. Oh, heard it all now.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.